This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love aphorisms, koans, fables, and teaching stories of all kinds. And here's a famous teaching story in case you've never heard it. I'll tell my own version of this story, which is a well-known Yiddish folktale. Once upon a time, a long time ago, a farmer lived with his wife, their five children, and his parents in a small farmhouse. They were all constantly getting in each other's way. As the farmer sat down to breakfast, he thought, "What a noisy, crowded, uncomfortable house." Over time, the farmer became increasingly annoyed, and finally he went to his rabbi, a very wise man, and described the situation. The rabbi thought for a few moments, then said, I know just the solution. Do you have chickens? Good. Bring the chickens into the house. Surprised, the farmer followed this advice. The house became noisier and more crowded than before. He went back to the rabbi and told him, "The house is noisier and more crowded than before." The rabbi thought for a few moments, then suggested, "Here's what you do. You have a goat, yes? Bring your goat into the house." Surprised again, the farmer did as he was told, and the noise and the mess got even worse. He went back to the rabbi and said, "Rabbi, I don't know what to do. I followed your advice, but it's not helping." The rabbi thought over the situation and then said, "Do you have a cow? Good. Bring your cow into the house." Astonished, the farmer did as he was bid, and now the house was in an uproar. Chickens were laying their eggs everywhere, the goat was chewing on everything, the cow was breaking things. The house smelled like a barn, the noise was tremendous, the farmer and his family couldn't carry on any conversations or sleep or even move around. The farmer returned to the rabbi and said, "Rabbi, the house is in chaos with the noise, the mess, the smell, it's unbearable. What's to be done?" The rabbi listened closely, nodded his head, and sat in deep thought. At last he said, "Here is what you must do. Return the chickens, the goat, and the cow to the farmyard." Relieved to hear this advice, the farmer went home. He put the animals back where they belonged, and he and his family spent the day putting everything to rights. The next morning, when they all gathered for breakfast, the farmer looked around and thought to himself, "What a spacious, quiet, comfortable house." I love this story and its reminder to be grateful. As I said, this is a well-known Yiddish folktale. If you like this story, in 1977, a version of it was published as the picture book It Could Always Be Worse by Margot Zemek. It was named a New York Times Book Review Notable Children's Book of the Year and was a Caldecott Honor Book. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.